Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Stories. Storytelling. Throughout the ages of time, stories have captured our attention. We have found ourselves and find ourselves listening, relating, and connecting to the story as well as to the person of the story. Having thoughts of, I'm not alone. You are not alone. We are in this thing called life together. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Deb Lind and welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Every week we bring amazing guests, whether they're subject matter experts, inspiring souls, forward thinkers, or perhaps even wounded healers. In June is PTSD Awareness Month. And here at PTSD and Beyond, we've been working on something pretty special for you. Something that you can listen to each and every day. Each day in the month of June, we'll be sharing the unique story of someone with lived experience with trauma and PTSD. We'll learn a little bit about their journey, how they're progressing through a healing journey, as well as hear their post-traumatic growth and how they've found meaning, purpose, and a superpower in the process of healing. We got to let you guys know that we are extremely grateful for all the folks that have shown tremendous courage to come on the podcast and share their stories and inspire everyone to listen to this podcast around the globe. We've had folks from England, Canada, New Zealand, India, Malaysia, Australia, the United States, and beyond. We felt that there was no better way to honor PTSD Awareness Month and to share the stories of our brothers and sisters from around the world and acknowledging their trauma, their challenges with PTSD, but also to teach us and to inspire us, allowing us a glimpse of their healing journey. We here at PTSD and Beyond hope that these stories will touch your heart and touch your soul and offer you inspiration and compassion for others suffering from PTSD, from folks that are affected by PTSD, as well as yourself. These are the powerful lived experience stories of real people. They are the champions who keep striving, who keep healing, who keep growing, and who keep living. We hope that you enjoy the PTSD and Beyond 30 Stories in 30 Days, honoring PTSD Awareness Month. Remember to please share these episodes with folks that you feel and you know will benefit. Remember to subscribe, like, and share. So let's give a listen to today's guests. 30 Stories in 30 Days starts now. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. And again, we have another Share Your Story segment. I'm completely blown away by the global response. And I know everybody knows that our podcast is listened to over 50 countries. And of course, on most popular podcast platforms. And today our guest comes from Malaysia and we'd like to give her a heartfelt PTSD and Beyond welcome. Welcome to the podcast, Afra. How are you today?
Hello. Hi. Yes, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing really well. We were talking earlier about the difference in time right now. And so we're recording on Thursday in the United States, and it's actually Friday morning in Malaysia.
Yes, it's wonderful how time zones work. And it's so crazy for me.
Well, the power of Zoom and then also the power of story sharing. And I think one of the fascinating things about, well, there's many fascinating things about story sharing, but one in particular is about how over centuries, story sharing has been an integral part of, you know, time as well as culture. So it doesn't matter really what culture you're in. You can sit there and listen to a story
from whether it's an elder actually sharing something from when they were little or something that was passed on to them. And one of the things that I'm most grateful about doing these Share Your Story episodes is that it has a ability to preserve your story and to preserve healing for people. So our listeners, as well as yourself and myself, because there's something beautiful with the exchange of all three parts. And so share with our listeners some of your story.
Sure. So my name is Afra, like you mentioned, and since the last year, I've started my own podcast called Screw the Stigma. And the reason why I mainly started it was because it's such an important thing for me to realize and to understand that it's important to live our best lives. And one of the things that really prevents us from doing that is societal expectations. And I was constantly told most of my life and the things that I can and I cannot do, mostly because I come from a very conservative Indian background. And, you know, my parents always told me there were certain expectations for me placed because I was a woman and I have to fulfill these duties. Otherwise, you know, like people are going to judge me, basically. And ever since I was a kid, I just found it completely ridiculous that I have to do these certain things, or I can and I cannot do this some things. Like, I wasn't even able to go out or, you know, be with my friends or do anything. But if you look at the men in the family, they could go and do anything that they want. And it just really made me super mad. And it kind of ignited a fight for me, which made me basically resent them in a way, because I just found it really unfair that a lot of the things that I wanted to do and make the basic decisions that I wanted to make in my life, I wasn't able to do that. And which is why I really wanted to, and I realized also that a lot of people are limited and they don't want to do a lot of things, and they're afraid to do a lot of things because of they're scared that what society might think of them, what their friends might think, what their families might think. And which is why I really started my podcast, because I think it's important to go against all of that and talk about topics that makes us uncomfortable, talk about the topics that the media finds too sensitive to share. And I think that's one of the important aspects, is to break boundaries and to just live the life that makes us happy.
It's interesting. One of the things, and thank you for sharing that. I mean, there's quite a few women out there who feel that they might be thinking one way, but their voice isn't heard, and then they're not able to feel validated as well as heard. I want to hear more about your podcast, and we can certainly have a link directly to your podcast in your this podcast bio. One of the things that you say here too is to talk about topics that are uncomfortable. What I think is interesting is if we look at history with media, we can look at music, for example. There are musical lyrics that were, just pick the 1980s, for example, or even in the 60s, where, let's go back to the 1950s. Let's look at Elvis Presley. And or just there's so many different artists who really push the envelope with lyrics, mm-hmm. where radio stations would even play their music. And today, those things are you know, reflected on and looked at as, I can't believe we actually thought that back then. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder what our future generations are going to be thinking about when hearing this podcast of, wow, that was actually happening in the early 21st century. So I applaud you for that work and for talking about things that are uncomfortable in current times. Because when we do that, then tomorrow's tomorrow, those things will not be uncomfortable. They'll actually be common and normal to discuss. So when we talk about, you know, ways where challenges and trauma and mental health barriers added to challenges in our life. So how did some of these things affect your life? I mean, we've heard that there are people who are afraid to talk, limited on what you could say. How else did this affect your life?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, it's just one of the things that I've realized that whatever you face when you're a child, or even when you're growing up in your teens and being an adult, it really affects you for the rest of your life. And it's about working through that. One of the things that I was constantly told by my family, which I don't blame them because they come from that mindset and it's not their fault, but one of the things that I was constantly told is that I was being too overconfident because I like making my own decisions. And that definitely led me when I was, you know, when I'm in my 20s, every decision that I make, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. And when I want to talk about certain things, I feel like, oh, I shouldn't be talking about this. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. And those kinds of pressures, it just keeps on. It's always there at the back of your mind. Like it's a little voice and it's, you have to come through that and be like, okay, no, wait, I'm doing something right. And it's okay to, you know, speak about things and it's okay to voice my own opinion. I have a voice and it's okay to use it. And I think that is the most important thing. But I was definitely, it was really hard for me. I struggled with a bad depression. And it's always, I feel like depression doesn't go away. It's sort of an up and down cycle. You just have to manage through that. But back in 2018, I was in such a bad depressive episode that I wanted to take my own life because I was like, what is the point of all of this? Mainly because I wasn't able to do anything of my own. And also I was told that I felt like everything that I was doing was wrong, because obviously, you know, when you want to have some sort of support when you're making some sort of decisions, anyone to be there for you, I feel like that's a huge, it really helps a lot when you know that's how to get that reassurance that what you're doing is okay and what you're doing is fine. But at that time, I didn't really have any of that. I didn't really have a good set of friends. I didn't have family members that I can go and, you know, tell my thoughts or tell how I was feeling. Because when I told them that I was depressed and I wasn't doing okay, they said that I was too young to be depressed. They told me that I'm just making up excuses and I should just go study. Like, you know, that's my job. That's my job. And I don't have anything other things to do. And it just, looking back, it just seems ridiculous because they were suffering with depression themselves and they didn't know about it. And I think it's just sort of like a cycle, because mm-hmm. they were not in the right mind themselves. So I don't really blame them for anything. But definitely, I feel like being constantly told that you're not right, being constantly told that what you're doing is, you know, you're being overconfident or you're thinking too much of yourself. Those things really affect you later on in life. And now I can't go out and talk to people without thinking twice. And, you know, I have a really bad social anxiety because I am so afraid of what kind of impression I put on to others. And I don't want to come off as being rude, because I was constantly told that you're being rude or you shouldn't talk back or you shouldn't voice back. You should just sit and, you know, just listen, and that's your job and that's it. So it is definitely difficult. I'm not going to, you know, play the victim card and be like, this is, you know, this is why, you know, I'm just going to stay in that mindset. I am working towards making that, getting out of that, which is the most difficult thing, because it's a habit. It's, I feel like anxiety and all of social anxiety, especially, is really difficult. And now we're in a pandemic, so it's kind of working out for me. But definitely going out and meeting new people is the most hardest thing. And I feel like if I am able to do that more, and if I'm able to show my real self, I'll be able to, you know, make better conversations, make better relationships. But it's just that fear kind of holds me back of being my true authentic self, because I'm too afraid of being judged. And I think that is one of the main aspects in my life that trauma has deeply affected me. That's one of the main things.
And I love the and part. And here you are today. Right? Here yes. You are today. And while our listeners might not be able to see you, we can see mm-hmm. one another. Yes. And what I love about technology is that it does, in this case, provide a safe space where we can talk about things like this, where we can talk about social anxiety. And we can talk about how that fear holds me back. Mm-hmm. That phrase right there, how the fear holds me back, is something that is something that's said throughout our community. There are many people who feel that way and who mm-hmm. probably are saying, you know what? Yeah, that's me too. What's interesting too about the acknowledgement, the awareness. So the awareness of what we're talking about here, the awareness of how trauma has affected our lives, how trauma has affected your life, and the awareness of it, and being able to articulate it right now. This right here is a growth. This is a growth moment. This isn't a testament to the work that you're doing on yourself and that you have done. What are ways that you've grown from this?
Oh, yes. Like everybody says, I feel like 2020 has been, was a great year for me in terms of growth, because, you know, we were all made to just sit down and not distract ourselves and really think about ourselves. And that made me realize that there's a lot of work that I had to do on myself. And one of the things that I realized is that I was too dependent on other people. I was looking for validation to make sure that whatever I'm doing was right. And that was one thing that I realized I really had to change, because at the end of the day, like, it really doesn't matter what people think. And that's what my main idea is of life now, is that I make decisions based on, like, really rational thinking. So whatever decision I make, I tell myself that I made this decision, so whatever the outcome is, I'm responsible for it. If it works out, then great. If it doesn't work out, it's fine. I will look at it, and then I will learn from my mistakes, and I move on and work on it to be better next time. I think that's one of the main things that I changing my perspective, making it, like, you know, just looking at the positive side of things and not being too hard on myself. Constantly, I used to beat myself up about a lot of things. I used to beat myself about making the decisions, not being good enough, not being confident enough. But I realized that, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human, and we all have good and bad aspects in our life, even about our personalities. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, if you feel like something isn't good enough, you just have to put in the work to change that. And what I wasn't doing was that I was victimizing myself and, like, oh my God, I'm not good at this. You know, it's my fault. I should be better than these things. I'm like, yeah, but what are you doing about it? And that's the main thing that I had. That was a harsh realization, that I was just looking for compliments. I was just looking for validation so that I feel better about myself. But at the end of the day, you don't need anybody's opinion, because whatever you do in life, it's really about, does doing that thing make you happy? Does doing that thing fulfill you? And a lot of those things didn't. And I was just doing it to make people happy. And I just did it because I thought, you know, that's what everybody wanted. I went to university, took a course. It didn't make me happy. I just stuck with it because I thought that was my expectation. I'm not saying that people should drop out, but it wasn't for me, but I just stuck through it. I knew that living at home wasn't the best situation for me. I did it because I was forced to do it. But at the same time, I was just being, you know, I was just not working on myself at all, not getting the help that I needed, not, you know, I knew that I had a problem, but I just sat with that problem and not looking to make any changes about it. So that is one of the ways that I realized that I had to change. And now that's why I have social anxiety. I don't like meeting new people, which is why I started my podcast, to raise awareness about all the issues that I'm incredibly passionate about. Because I thought, you know, if I have all these ideas and if I have all these, you know, things that I wanted to talk about and topics that I wanted to raise awareness about, what are you doing about it? Are you just going to sit there and just, you know, be like, hey, this is what you have to, like, you know, I want to talk about this, but it's too much work. It's too much, you know, meeting new people. It's, I'm too afraid for it. So which is why I pushed myself, and it was difficult at the beginning, getting out of that mindset of everything is just going to come for you. I had to change that and start making the moves that, you know, one step at a time, whether it works out or not, I at least know that I made something out of it. And yeah, I think that's been definitely great. I'm not like, it doesn't matter about the amount of success rate I had or the amount of reach I had. It's mainly about knowing that I'm able to make a difference at any scale, and to know that I'm able to make someone's day and make them feel better about themselves. And that is the most important thing at the end of the day. And I guess, yeah, I've definitely grown in that part.
Love it. I love it. And the smile that you have right here, I think it comes through and listeners can hear, you know, that self-validation, because everything I'm hearing right now is the growth of the awareness of things that aren't working, things that I want to change. Well, in order to change, you need to change your mindset, take action, do incremental steps, and to celebrate and say that, you know what, even if it didn't work out, guess what? I still did it. I still did it, and that's okay. And it's all okay. Yeah. And that's wonderful. Yeah,
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. Congratulations to you, truly, really.
Thank you. It's fun.
Right now, there's a person who's listening and thinking, you know what? I want that to be me. I want to experience the same thing. There are things that you've talked about that are, again, resonating with folks right now. And to that one person that is saying, you know what, I really feel like she's talking to me, what would you say to that person right now?
Oh, just do what makes you happy and make the decisions that will get you there. Unless you're not harming anyone, it really doesn't matter about what other people think. And that was a really harsh realization that I had to come to. And it's definitely not easy getting to that point of, you know, putting yourself first. But like, everybody says this, and I think it's the most best explanation for it. Like in the airplanes, they say, you know, put your own mask on first before you go and help others. And I think that is the best explanation. If you're not doing well yourself, you're not able to do anything for other people. And it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. I know that friends and family are really important, but at the end of the day, you are important and you need to put yourself first and do what makes you happy. Go to the route that brings you ultimate happiness and make those decisions, even if it's a small move. And any small decisions, any small move that you want to make that will get you there, start doing that today. And don't just sit there and be like, I want this, but I cannot get this. It's just about really making those moves that really matter.
I love that. Start doing it today and yes, make those exactly. moves today. Afra, yes. Thank you so much for being on PTSD and Beyond. It was a true pleasure. And we're going to have her podcast information listed in the summary of this podcast. And again, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a fun time.
Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. And remember to check us out tomorrow. Please subscribe. When you do subscribe, then you guess what? You get an automatic notification each time a new podcast episode comes up. And you guys will make it a good one. And we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's guest and their story on 30 stories in 30 days on the PTSD and Beyond podcast. Remember to hit that subscribe button, as well as to like and share and comment. And make a note, because guys, tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we've got another story on 30 stories in 30 days at PTSD and Beyond.